Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Real World Recap Podcast. My name is Jeff Belinsky. I'm joined here by Mike Orejema. Got it right that time. Mike, yeah, how you doing tonight?
It's good practice makes perfect. That's really all it is.
Yeah, only took three tries or so.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since we've been on this podcast, Mike. Not that anybody has been clamoring for a new episode. But a few things happened since we last spoke. So we got a new roommate in the house. Everybody has jobs. Johnny and Avery are, you know, doing their thing. Marlon had sex with a guy at one point. So what was kind of the biggest thing that stood out to you in the time that we've been away?
There really has been a lot. I mean, I feel like the Marlon thing is so, it's gone now. Like, that's not even brought up anymore. It's just like, it got out there, not a big deal anymore, it's done.
Which is awesome. Like, it was a five-second conversation. He's like, okay, everybody settle down. I'm going to tell you, I had sex with a guy, and then, you know, that's it. And I love the way he handled it and the way everybody else handled it. I think it says a lot about how far this show has come and we've come, like, in general. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, usually in those situations, you always have, like, a couple ones that just don't understand and they put up a big fuss about it, and then it just turns into a whole roommate drama. It's out there. Okay. All right, done.
Yeah, a little Mary J. action. No drama. That's crazy. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I remember when Dustin, all the stuff came out about him. I mean, obviously his was a bigger deal a few years ago, but I mean, that kind of turned into a much, much bigger deal than this was. So, I mean, Marlon at this point is just like, it's done. I mean, I don't even hear anybody even make a joke about it at all.
Yeah. I mean, and with the Dustin thing, I think it had more of a fact to do that he was keeping it a secret from the girl that he was with. Her name escapes me at this point, but she was kind of like, you've been with me this whole time and you hid this from me. I think that is more the issue that he hid it and not the fact of what it was exactly. I feel like if he was upfront like Marlon was at the time, it would have been accepted way better.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he came up front about it and clean about it right away, too. It wasn't even like something where he waited, you know, four episodes in.
I mean, he fully volunteered the information. He could have just said, no, he's never had anal sex and just let it be like that. Like, but he actually stood up, he let everybody know, and then that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, we also have a new roommate in the house, Naya, nicknamed Hurricane Naya. What did you think of her entry into the house with, because for those who don't know, she pretended to have a different accent on the phone, be a different race, and then she showed up, and it was a little awkward at first, but I think she's kind of settled down.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of creative of her just to kind of play that prank. I mean, it kind of breaks the ice at first, you know? Like, it would give them something to talk about. It was like, oh, that was funny, you joked about, you know, being this completely different person. That was good. I mean, it just kind of breaks the ice at first for her.
Yeah, that works. I mean,
as far as her role in the show, I mean, I'm still, like, she seems like she's basically a psychiatrist. I mean, we've seen her talking to, like, Johnny and Jordan and Marlon and Jess about, like, everything in their life and relationships. And I just feel like she's so unstable that that's just a bad, bad idea.
Yeah, it's really like you're right. She does play, like, therapist to everybody. She tries to give everybody advice, but she seems to be, like, the one that needs the most help out of everybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of backwards.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for her. She's just going to explode at some point. Like, I mean, we've already seen previews at the beginning of the season where it's basically her just fighting everybody in the house.
Yeah.
So to see.
And I got to be honest with you. I was really uncomfortable. Like, I was not okay with her being in the house at first because I feel like everybody that had been there had kind of formed this group. Apparently, somebody made a reference that they'd been there for, like, 3 months already. And apparently those 3 months were covered in the first, like, three or four episodes of the season. So, like, I know they're not there that long. What are they there, like, 5-6 months?
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I mean, that makes it really different. If those 3 months were in those first couple episodes.
Like, nothing happened.
Wow. I mean, that's really crazy.
I overheard somebody saying that, oh, yeah, we've been together 3 months and she's been here 3 days. I think that was the
I must have. I mean, that definitely changes everything. I mean, that makes it a lot tougher for her, too. And I'm obviously sure that, because it did seem like everybody in the house was really, really close. All the girls were. So I'm sure it's tough for her to kind of break her way in there. Also, What did you think about the way that Joy left? I mean, I just feel like it was so, like, she's like, I think I'm going to leave. And they were like, okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah, there was something fishy going on there. Like, I don't know if the 3 months of boredom had anything to do with it, but it really seemed like she didn't fit in with everybody in the house. I think that had more to do with her leaving than, oh, I didn't get the job I wanted. I don't want to make minimum wage, which was like, seemed like total bullshit.
Yeah.
And her dad gave her like the worst advice. She was like, oh, I want to be making money. And he's not at all like, oh, you should enjoy this experience. He's just like, oh, yeah, that's what you want to do. Just come home.
Yeah, just come home. Yeah, it'll be no problem. Right,
no problem.
It just seems like usually, I mean, we've seen people threaten to go home and like, you know, kind of in a mood where it's like, oh, I really want to get home. And usually talk them out of it. And this one was just like, she was like, I think I'm going to go home. And then they were like, are you sure? Okay. Bye. And it was just a quick, like, there was no time spent on it at all.
Yeah, nobody seemed too upset about it. One of the theories I have about Joy leaving is that she kind of went into the show having this idea of the person that she'd be in within the house. Like, she was going to be the one that, like, all the guys were mm-hmm. after. Like, she was going to be the hot one. Which I guess she still could have been if she tried, it seemed like. But I think she just wasn't as popular among the housemates as she thought she was going to be, and that made her want to leave.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, that definitely makes sense. She really wasn't, like, in there with everybody else. She never really seemed like she just wanted to be there or fit in. Or, I mean, maybe, obviously, we don't really get to see everything. It's just what the camera shows us.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, if they knew ahead of time that she was going to leave that soon, they clearly aren't going to really focus on her that much, you know? So we don't really know how she was off camera, as if there was really that much going on. And I mean, who knows? Maybe MTV was just like, this cast is really, really boring.
Let's get her out of here. Let's bring Naya in. That kind of.
I mean, they were just like, everybody likes each other, really. I mean, the only thing you had going on then was Jordan and Jess having stupid conversations about fighting over stupid topics, who's right, every now and then. I mean, they were probably like, let's get Hurricane Naya in here. Let's have her destroy some stuff.
Yeah, because that's one of the problems that there was in St. Thomas. It seemed like everybody got along there, too. And it was, like, you had a few things people, like, in like they coupled up pretty quick. They had one druggie, and then that was it. Like,
yeah,
nothing else was really going on there.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Naya is just basically there to try to mess with people. I mean, her casting video was just outrageous.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I hope there's a long cut of it online somewhere. We could just watch her going off.
I mean, I think she's just eating fast food the whole time.
She's talking about how everybody needs to get laid and everybody would be happier. She said she loved two things, and it was fast food and dick. Those are the two things she listed.
I mean, that's just a great videotape. You're bound to get on.
How is she not on the show to begin with? Like, what were they keeping her in the chamber?
They were like, all right, if we don't use her for this one, we'll get her for next one. If they probably knew, all right, if this cast doesn't really work out, we know who to go to. We'll call in Naya.
Exactly.
Call the Cavalry.
Bring in the relief pitcher. She'll hold it down for six innings or so. Yep.
So how did you feel about, obviously she kind of came in right away and heard everybody talk about Jordan and how they didn't like him and how he's a big shot and everything. How did you feel about how she kind of took that whole situation into her own hands, really?
Almost literally.
Yep.
I think that her motivations for wanting to mess with Jordan seemed a little, like, jump into conclusions. Like, she was going based off of what other people were telling her about Jordan. And, like, they showed her having a few conversations with Jordan. But why she had it out for him so much, I was a little taken aback by.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just feel like Jordan, he just got such a bad rap right away. I mean,
well, he deserved most of it. I think.
I mean, everything with Jess, everything that was going on with Jessica and how they, yeah, I mean, he does always have to be right. He is kind of a cocky guy and everything. But I mean, I just feel like for her to come in and not even give him a chance to like get to know him really even. And just be like, I'm going to mess with this guy and try to bring him down a notch.
Yeah,
just,
well, again, we don't know how long things happen. But it seems like she didn't really have any major beef with Jordan other than, oh, she heard all this stuff. She wanted to put him in his place. And she got drunk and then took it from there.
Yeah,
so exactly. Let's explain a little bit what happens is Naya has a few conversations with Jess and Anastasia about how much of a dick Jordan is to everybody in the house. Like, he always has to be right, all this stuff. And she gets it in her head, oh, I totally know why he's like that. Because, I mean, he has half a hand, and that could be, like, a complex thing for him. But yeah. Naya seems to jump to the conclusion that he's got a small dick, and that's why he's an asshole to everybody. So instead of calling him out on it and just be like, hey, show everybody your dick, I bet you have a small penis, she decides to offer to blow him in order to get him to show his dick to everybody. Which is absolutely ridiculous.
It was just so awkward. She was like, we got to do it in front of everybody. I mean, it was like one of the more awkward like things I've seen on that show before. It was just like, what's going to... And I felt bad for Marlon, too, because he was probably sitting there like, you know, I kind of thought I was going good with this girl. Now, all of a sudden, she comes home and wants to do this. It's like, what's going on here?
First of all, total bullet dodge, Matrix-style bullet dodge for Marlon there.
Yeah.
He's much better off. He's much better off.
Worked out perfectly for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that would have been messy and not a good look for him.
But yeah.
Do you think... So, like, whose side are you on in this Naya-Jordan thing? Do you feel bad for either party? Do you, like, think anybody was in the wrong for what happened?
I don't feel bad for Naya. I mean, she did. I feel bad for Jordan. First of all, we don't really even know, like, obviously she's going to say that afterwards, like, that he does have a small dick and everything. I mean, obviously she's going to come out and say that. She's not going to be like, oh, I was wrong, and, like, just come. She just doesn't seem like one of the person that will just confess when she's wrong about something.
No, that's definitely not going to happen.
I mean, I feel bad for Jordan. I just feel like, at this point, who even likes him in the house? Like, he is a complete outcast at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten into a fight with pretty much everybody except for Avery, and that's just because him and Avery haven't really interacted at all.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, he's got into one-on-one things with both Anastasia and Jess, and yep. with Johnny and Marlon at the bar.
Yep.
And just he doesn't deal with Avery too much, so that's why they haven't fought.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like eventually, I mean, I just don't know if he is willing to climb himself out of this. Especially, I mean, yeah, now it's been like 3 months at least, over 3 months. I just don't know if he's going to be able to erase everything that happened in those 3 months where they really feel to hate him so much.
Yeah, it's just, like, he hasn't brought any girls home. He hasn't had, like, a girl thing. Like, I just don't know, like, what's going on with him. He's great at wakeboarding and surfboarding and snowboarding, apparently.
That was one time to shine. I mean, luckily for him, he did when he went wakeboarding and everything. I mean, that would have been pretty bad if he talked about how good he was and everything and then ended up sucking. That would have really,
yeah.
really brought him down another notch.
I'm really surprised, like, he met the guys at the bar and, like, they had their boat and everything. It's like, okay, we'll take you wakeboarding and stuff. Like, I'm surprised he hasn't made friends with people outside of the house that are more like his type of people.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I feel like, I mean, we've seen a few, like, I mean, I've seen a few clips where it looks like they kind of hang out with other people. Everybody, like, I think it was in this past episode where I think it was Jess and Anastasia with a bunch of random guys. I was part of Tyler, Paul Bunyan's friends. I mean, I don't know. We don't really know exactly. I mean, if they do make friends that way, who knows what they aren't deciding to show. But yeah, I agree. I feel like he would be one to maybe, because I feel like Portland is kind of maybe his like area too, as far as like wakeboarding and the stuff he likes to do.
Yeah,
maybe,
he could meet those kind of people. I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like he would fit in better with those people maybe than the people in the house.
Yeah. So I kind of agree with you with the situation with Naya. I feel better for Jordan, but like, what else is he supposed to do in that situation? Like, if he turns it down, he, you know, he's like, oh, why? What, you don't want to get blown right now? Like, what's wrong with you? Are you a man or anything like that? And then if he does it, which he did, he still looks like an ass for playing along, and then nothing happens. Apparently he couldn't get it up, and everybody's talking about how small he is. So I don't know what else he was supposed to do.
Really, it was a no-win situation. He was going to lose either way. I mean, he got called out, and he had to respond. I mean, there was just nothing else. I mean, I give him credit for being like, all right, yeah, we'll do it right in the middle. I don't care.
Yeah, like, and but I guess some of it's his fault for having that personality to put him in that place. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to in the end. I mean, well, to kind of get to that point originally is if he didn't, you know, create those problems with Jess and Jordan and Anastasia and everybody else,
he wouldn't have been called out.
Nia came to the house, none of that would have ended up happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what else they were supposed to talk about with that. It's just a very weird situation, kind of anticlimactic because nothing happened. But in the previews for the next episode, it looks like they go at it again and it leads to her slapping him in the face or something like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it looks like, I mean, I think, I don't think she's done playing with him. I mean, eventually she's going to push him too far and he's going to snap. And I have a feeling that when he tries to play around with her or whatever, she's just going to take it completely over the top and snap at him, which is really just hypocritical of her, but I'm sure that's what we'll see.
Well, I don't know if you saw the next season on at the end of this episode, but it looks like she's playing with him some more, and then he tries to follow her into his bedroom, and she wants him out, and she slaps him in the face, or she's waving a lamp in his head at his head like she's going to hit him or something like that. So,
yeah,
so something's definitely going to happen there, and I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
There's her first fight with one of the roommates there.
Yeah. First of many, apparently.
So another person. Yeah. Somebody else that we haven't talked about is so far really throughout this recap is Jessica, who's kind of she has found somebody else not in the house. Really,
yes, Tyler.
I mean, how do you feel about how this whole situation been playing out?
I don't know what his motivations are. Like, I can't tell if he's for real or not because he seems like, you know, Prince Charming to her, you know, Snow White. And so one thing that I picked up on is so far in like every date they've been on, they've had a clip of her telling him something. And then his response to it is, oh, that's funny. Like he doesn't laugh at it. He just tells her it's funny. Like that's clearly the thing you say when somebody didn't say something funny, but you have to respond. But I guess he likes her. Like, why would you go after a girl who's on The Real World when you meet her out at the bar? Like, why would you want that exposure on camera?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a little confused by his motivations.
Point. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know because it seems like he's like just trying too hard, and he's trying to be too perfect for that. Like, it can't be real. Like, he can't really be like that. But at this point, like, clearly he's not like getting any from her.
He's definitely not getting any from her, and I know that something's definitely going to change once he does. Because it's leading down that road. She's got everybody in her ear telling you, oh, he's not going to hurt you, he's not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And then, so he goes out with them one night, he gets super drunk. Apparently he drove to their loft and then went out with them. So he has to stay over because he's too drunk. And she has a no boy in the bed policy, so she makes him sleep on the couch.
And this is after he's been doing, like, so many things for her, taking her out. I mean, it's not like this is the first time they hung out or anything.
Oh, yeah. They've been on plenty of dates. Like, he's been a perfect gentleman, saying all the right things. No, you have to sleep on the couch. I'm making you sleep on the couch. Well, later we found out Johnny apparently offered him his bed because he was sleeping with Avery. And he still turned it down and just slept on the couch. Like, he just wanted to take it. Like, he was like, I'm here.
At that point, he was like, I'm just going to take the punishment.
I don't want the bed. I'll take the couch.
Yeah. And then he gave her the flowers when she came back from the snowboarding trip. And it's just like, I mean, after a while, don't you just have to call it quits? I mean, maybe he is, like, in love with her and trying, but I just can't.
But, it like, just seems based like on what I've seen from her in the show is, like, what do you see in her? She talks about herself way too much. She's way too insecure. Like, she just hasn't shown any, like, positive things other than, oh, like, if you be nice to me, I'll, like, really like it and things will go well.
Yeah, I mean, she's awful. I mean, she's by far my least favorite person on the show.
She's just so uninteresting. Like, I feel like she has nothing to offer.
I mean, maybe that's why I feel, like, even worse for Jordan because I'm starting to see this side of her and I'm like, you know what, maybe I'm starting to side with Jordan on that whole argument, too, between him and Jess. Like, maybe he had reason to be like, you're an idiot, what are you talking about to her?
She seems so naive. It's crazy.
She's just like in her own little bubble, like her own little like perfect world. And it's just, and I'm feeling like eventually, like her and Naya. I mean, they're basically the complete opposite people.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. It's like, I feel like Jess only cares about boys because she has nothing else to worry about. Like, she still lives at home, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like everything in her life is just boys, boys, boys.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, the couch thing is so embarrassing for Tyler. Like,
that's the kid.
You're on TV. Like, you just can't. She won't let you stay in her bed, and you have to sleep on the couch.
I mean, he's relentless, though. You got to give him credit. He just keeps trying. He keeps coming back for more punishment.
But why? That's what I don't get. Why? Like,
I mean, at least towards the end of the episode, we saw her friend. She finally did break the no boy in her bed policy,
which should never have been a policy in the first place. Like,
I know, especially going on that show.
I don't know.
I know.
These people are crazy.
I have a feeling eventually she's gonna crack. Especially with the way Naya was trying to push her towards it. Basically, it seemed like.
Yeah, but like Naya, when she tells people things, like she shouldn't be saying things to people because who's she to give advice? But she's usually has some pretty good things to say.
I know, it's weird.
Like, oh, like you're worried about getting hurt? You've been hurt before. You've been uncomfortable before. Just get over it and do it. Like, enjoy what you're doing right now, which is totally what Jess should be doing with Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, she does seem to give like some decent advice. It's just weird that she's the one giving it all, because I just feel like she's such a psycho where
it
just doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. It's just, she also feels like she has experience to give advice. If Jess was giving advice to somebody, it's like, who are you? Like,
who are you?
Nothing bad has ever happened to you. This is pointless.
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of crazy people, what's the deal with Johnny pooping with the door open
every
five times this episode?
That's the only thing you see. It's just unreal.
Does he do this in person? Like, have you been at his house?
I have to talk to him about this.
Okay, I want to know if you've been at his house and he just poops with the door open.
I haven't seen that. No.
Okay. Just wondering, because he's very open about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure.
And then I want to know, like, was he doing this from day one? Was he just like, this is what I'm going to do in this house, like, get used to it?
that was his one thing.
Did he slowly phase in the open door policy of pooping?
I know, I feel like, I mean, because they really only started showing it.
They showed it a few times in some other episodes, but it was like five times in this one. It was a theme. I mean, it was a big theme in this one.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what the title of this episode was, but it should have been Johnny Poops the whole time.
I think that was it, actually.
That might be it.
If not, we could talk to MTV about it and see if they'll change it to that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work on that. Get a petition going around. We'll do a Kickstarter for naming the episode.
I mean, it makes sense, so.
I know. It makes perfect sense. So, speaking of Johnny, we had a little drama between him and Avery this week as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little drama, but
it got squashed by the end of the episode. But like, what did you think of the friction between them? Like, was it justified? Like him going out dancing with girls and then her playing a joke on him? Like, do you think they're just being childish and shouldn't really have anything to argue about?
It just all just came from like just bad communication between the two of them. It's really, I mean, it was just like, I mean, he was like, he went out and he was fine. Like, he was. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. He had fun, and then finally he was just like, all right, I got to go. Leave me alone to all the girls. And then, obviously, when he came back, Avery played the prank on him, and he took it too seriously and stormed off and started pouting. And then there was the whole email thing where Avery was reading an email from...
All right, so let's explain this a little bit. So the beginning episode, Johnny goes out with Marlon and Jordan to have a guy's night out. He's dancing with some girls at the club, which is totally fine. Like, that's going to happen. That's not, like, a cheating situation unless you kiss one of them. Then it's a problem. They go to leave the bar, and it seems like the girls just followed them back. Like,
yeah. I mean, they weren't getting rid of them.
No, they weren't getting rid of them. So they get rid of him, like, when they come in the door. Like, apparently they just walked in the house and then left immediately, it seemed like. Yeah. And then Johnny and Marlon are in the elevator, and Johnny's talking about how he's worried that Avery's going to be pissed at him. He didn't do anything wrong. Marlon's like, I got you. But It's an elevator that's open at the top, and everybody can hear their conversation. So Avery seemed to be cool with it. Like, she didn't care that he danced with somebody else. And then she decides to play a prank on him. Like, she's been drinking the whole night or whatever. It's just drinking vodka straight, but it's really water. It was a weird, really weird prank. Like, they never have good pranks on this show.
No.
It just...
I mean, I feel like they could have messed with him a little bit more.
Yeah, like, they definitely could have messed with him.
If they wanted to, like, she could have, like, yelled at him instead of, like, pretending to drink vodka that was actually water.
I didn't get it. I think yelling at him would have worked. But she didn't really seem to care. Like, that wasn't a big deal. But then she finds an email from one of his friends back home. And she takes the email as being as, like, oh, this is his girlfriend back home. But really, it turns out to be his friend. Right?
I mean, that's basically how it turned out to be. And, I mean, it was a little bit of, you know, she obviously jumped to a conclusion. And she didn't want to be the one to bring it up to him, just because then it's kind of, what if he flips it and is like, well, why were you going through my emails in the first place? Do you not trust me? Why would you even be looking at those? So, I mean, it was just stupid on both of their parts, the whole episode, as far as what they were getting upset about. They were taking things too seriously when they shouldn't have, as far as, like, the joke being played on him. Right after that, we saw, after the joke, that he went into his bed and kind of pouted about it. Is everybody picking on me just because I'm drunk? I mean, it just seemed like just stupid little fights. And then, I mean, we saw at the end, once he kind of said that girl that you read the email about was actually a friend of mine from home.
And you should have read with the other stuff that was in there. It was about you, how I was worried and stuff. And it seems like Avery's just, like, doesn't trust guys in general.
Yeah.
We've seen this kind of a pattern from her, like, oh, I don't know if Johnny's for real. He just wants to get in my pants, this kind of thing. But if she just talked to him about it up front, it wouldn't have been a problem. They would have probably had a better time at the snowboarding trip, because she wouldn't have been pissed at him and trying to tick him off and flirting with snowboard guys. It was just,
yeah, exactly.
It was just a pointless circle that they went in. Like, clearly they like each other. That's why there's, like, fighting and stuff and alcohol's involved. Yeah. So there's more. But if she just talked to him straight up, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, I would have just kind of squashed her right from the beginning instead of having to drag out throughout that whole time and making things awkward. And then for each of them, I mean, we saw each of them, it seemed like one of them would give in and try to talk to the other one. But then at that time,
the other one was pissed off at them at the same point.
It was just like they kept switching roles. And I was like, all right, it's enough.
It was a zero-sum game. Like, somebody was really angry and then somebody was apologetic. And then it completely flipped. But now they're, like, back on the same level. It always equals zero.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it was just... I mean, luckily at the end, that kind of... everything went away with that. So hopefully we don't have to deal too much with some of that kind of drama, which I don't really know if we're actually going to have more of that now. If it seems like they kind of got one through that one time, that one where there was a question about who's this girl back home.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if we'll end up getting anything else, unless it comes from Avery's side, where maybe there's a guy back home or another guy out some night or anything.
Yeah, like. I think it's going to come more from a guy out some night, or like, oh, I was dancing with this guy, he tried to kiss me type of deal, rather than she's got somebody back home. She seems pretty cut off from what she left back there.
Yeah, I agree.
But I hope this is the end of it. I feel like all the drama is going to be caused by Naya from now on.
Hurricane Naya.
Hurricane Naya. Yeah, so I think that's really where it's going to lead for the rest of the season. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I think that pretty much sums up this episode. It wasn't a great one. I thought the beginning... actually, you kind of knew that the beginning wasn't going to be climactic from where it left off last week. Like, things never work out the way you want them to. Like, it's never as exciting as it should be.
Yeah, I mean, they always try to build up the anticipation, and then it's just usually a letdown when they come back.
Yeah, it's. I mean, nothing great ever happens on TV like this. Like, I don't know what would have satisfied me, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess if maybe everything turned out differently with Jordan and Naya, then maybe that would have been kind of a little bit of a curveball.
It looks like we're going to have a round two. It's just, but I guess we'll have to wait for that one.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to ask you, because I think that's done with the recap of this episode. Who's your favorite cast member in the house right now? And who's your least favorite?
Well, I mean, Jessica's definitely my least favorite. I mean, it's not even like, not even a question. She's just awful. Just the way she is, I just can't take it anymore. I wish she went home instead of Joy. But, I mean, I'll remove Johnny from the equation just because, you know, I'm going to be biased there, obviously, since we're related. But besides him, I think Marlon, probably. I think he's probably the real everybody on the show. He's kind of straightforward with everything about himself, kind of handles himself well around the roommates, how he talks to them and everything. He just kind of seems like an easygoing guy, too. So he'd probably be my favorite. How about you?
I definitely see where you're coming with Marlon, and part of the reason for that is what we were talking about with him having sex with a guy before, just how he handled it. He seems like a cool, like an awesome guy to hang out with. Like, if I had to pick one person to like kind of get to know better on the show, it'd probably be Marlon, because he seems like he's got a lot to offer, and this would be a fun time. But I'd have to go with Johnny for my favorite, just because I'm biased as well towards you. So, like, things that Johnny does and Johnny says, like, I'm like, oh, that's Mike. That's something Mike would do. This is how Mike would act in this situation. I just love it. I love it. Like, I see so much of you and him, I guess because you're related, or maybe it's just a Boston thing, but...
It's just a Boston thing.
It's just a Boston thing. You're all related up there. It's just kind of inbred.
Yep.
But it's just so much fun watching him. Like, he just has a good time. I like him and Avery together. My least favorite would also have to be Jessica.
She's just awful.
It's terrible. But, like, is it bad that I kind of want her to get hurt by Tyler?
Like, I feel like she needs that.
Like, you need to not be happy. Like, the things that happen with your ex, like, she keeps talking about, like, stuff that she's been through. Like, oh, you don't know what I've been through. Like, what I had to deal with my ex. Like, what could have possibly happened?
I know. I mean, I'm sure it's going to come out eventually throughout the season, so.
I just have no idea. Like, she's so lost. Like, she's a little deer in the woods. And it's just like, you know nothing. You're so innocent. You're so naive. Yeah. And you just, something bad's got to happen to you so you have a real life.
Yeah, she needs a little bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah. I don't know. You have anything else you want to add? It's kind of a short episode, but there wasn't really a lot to discuss.
Yeah, I mean, we've had everything that was all the past couple of hours to touch on, but I mean, we kind of touched on all the main points that happened over those past couple episodes too.
Oh, what do you think of Johnny and Avery hooking up in the bathroom of their new employment?
Ah, I mean, that was. I mean, I just don't understand how they could fight over that. That's what I don't get. How is that?
They were off the clock.
That's what it was.
Also, the owner of that place is really creepy. Where he was talking about Avery in the interview, he's like, oh, you're also really attractive, Avery. This is going to be a great place for you to work.
it was obviously a pretty funny situation to see them.
It looks like an awesome place to work, by the way.
Oh, my God, right? I mean, who wouldn't want that job? I feel bad that Anastasia has to work with Jess. I mean, that sucks.
That does suck.
Like, that's all I was thinking about when it was just those two going on that job. I was like, at first I didn't like Anastasia. Now I just feel bad because she has to work with Jess all the time.
Yeah, and the thing about Anastasia, she's not that bad anymore. Like, she seemed... No. Maybe they've just been editing her out, but... I don't know.
Yeah, she hasn't really had too much going on. But, I mean, she seems like she's a little bit... I mean, Jess just kind of blew everything away with her. I mean, all of a sudden, in the stage, like, some of the stuff that she did didn't even matter.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's, like, fine. Just Jess is going to stop.
I'm really interested to see what it's like when Anastasia's boyfriend comes to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see what her relationship with him is really like.
Yeah, I think that'll be kind of a big telling point to see what kind of person she really is. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that'll kind of let her guard down a little.
Yeah, I think she's going to show who she really is rather than who she's been in front of everybody else in the house.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we see that they suck with their boyfriend and, like, they're not the right person.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I think that wraps it up for us this week since we've kind of been rambling for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it.
Let's see what happens with Naya in the future. Hopefully she can, you know, embarrass Johnny Jordan some more.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
And let's hope Jessica gets her heart broken. That would be sweet.
Yeah. Great things to root for from here on out.
Just being terrible people. And
exactly.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. All right.